USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Possible developments in the search for a missing University of Iowa student, 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts, who's been missing since July 19th. This has now taken authorities outside of Iowa, as police in Kearney, Missouri say Tibbetts may have been at a local truck stop on July 26th. Video footage was reviewed and statements were taken from witnesses before police alerted authorities in Iowa. Kevin Winker is heading up the investigation in that state and says they're still hoping a Fitbit Molly was wearing when she disappeared could provide some clues.
We are looking at all technology as it relates to Molly, and we are looking to generate leads based on that technology.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. In Northern California, firefighters say containment efforts for the car fire near Redding have stalled. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
Pope Francis says the death penalty is never justified, declaring today that it's inadmissible in all cases and amounts to an attack on the dignity of the person. His declarations being added to the official statement of Catholic beliefs. In the past, the death penalty was allowed in some cases, but Pope Francis says the Church will now work to see that capital punishment's abolished around the world. Authorities in Philadelphia say a 2-year-old boy was attacked and killed by several pit bulls inside a home. Police say responding officers could see the child being attacked through the front door and fired shots at the dogs, killing one, but the boy still died. They say 3 other people were home at the time and weren't injured. Weekly jobless claims are up slightly. The Labor Department reporting 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 1,000 more than the previous week, but right on analysts' predictions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer is now on paid leave. That while the university investigates abuse claims that were filed against his former assistant. The university making the move yesterday as it investigates a report that Meyer knew about assault allegations former assistant coach Zach Smith's ex-wife had made in 2015. Meyer fired Smith last week, but previously denied being aware of that incident. He was famous for his overnight radio shows, which focused on strange phenomena, aliens, and often bizarre theories and claims made by guests.
You claim to be coming from the year 2063, correct?
Correct. 2063, I'm up.
Now in Nevada, coroner says Art Bell died of an accidental drug overdose. The 72-year-old passing away in April at his home west of Las Vegas. The Clark County coroner says it was because Bell had taken 4 prescription drugs. 2 were opioid pain relievers, 1 a muscle relaxant, the other the tranquilizer Valium. All of the drugs had been legally prescribed to Bell. The coroner is saying high blood pressure contributed to his death. And thousands are converging on Grant Park in downtown Chicago today as it's the beginning of Lollapalooza, the start of the big music festival, which will run through Sunday. The musical acts include Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Jack White, and Arctic Monkeys. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.